Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, and welcome to Angel Antics. This is Eileen Powers, and my co-host, BC Love, is here with me tonight, and we are so thrilled that you are here to join us. We really have a full board already, and I'm very excited about that. And just to mention a little bit, I have had a very dynamic week, and I am expecting tonight's readings to just be going right along the same way. So I'm very excited for what's going to be happening tonight. I just know the energy is phenomenal. And my beautiful and most trusted friend and a person that I love deep in my heart, DC Love. Hi, DC. Are you there with me tonight?
I'm here, Twisted Sister, and I love you, you know, just as much to the moon and back. You've been with me from the beginning of my journey, and it has been so special.
Yes, it has. The vibrations tonight are really high, so I'm just so excited. I just know it's going to be a great show.
Well, Eileen, I have a little message from my dog, Ginger, and as
right.
You know, my furry friend is now an angel that watches over me, and she transitioned on July the 28th, and I received another message today, and I just wanted to share it with our callers, okay?
Oh, wonderful. Yes, yes. Let's see what our love to Ginger has to say.
Okay, it goes like this. Hi, everyone. This is Ginger. I'm an angel who happened to live my life as a dog. I love my family, and they love me. I transitioned on July the 28th, but I was immediately able to communicate with my mom and let her know that my soul would be back with her in 2 weeks. I had previously been with my family twice in this lifetime. My soul returned on August the 10th in her new puppy, Callie, who is a 3.5-month-old retriever lab mix. My mom was told by a psychic friend that I would always be with her during this lifetime, and she received that information almost 6 months before I passed. It is part of my soul purpose, as well as bringing love to everyone I meet. My mom, again, received more validation from another psychic friend. She and her posse of angels, they validated that I was an angelic walk-in. So Callie was in a rescue facility for a few months, and none of the applicants were considered in adopting her. So when I passed, my mom and dad, they felt the loss quite hard, and they found such an emptiness in their hearts as well as their home. So my mom began to look at rescues for available puppies, but she wasn't quite sure that she'd be able to welcome a new fur baby, you know, just yet. She wondered, you know, is it too soon? So she looked at my picture several times while searching different sites, and then she had decided, well, maybe it is time. So after she had been continually drawn to my, you know, to Callie's picture, she filled out an application for adoption, and she received a response almost immediately, letting her know that only her application was being processed for Callie. So they got back to her shortly after the application was processed, and within 2 days, they met and the adoption was completed. So Callie went home with her new family on August the 10th, and my soul entered Callie and continues on my mission of love. So when this happens, it works the same way as it does with people. Her soul is going to continue on with its journey, and mine is back with my family. My vessel is new. Unlike the senior dog body that it was housed in, God had a plan prior to my passing to unite us once again. My soul and Callie's soul made an agreement to allow me to walk into her vessel, and once again, I'm enjoying my journey. So that was my message, Eileen.
That is amazing and very beautiful. Just phenomenal. I know how much Ginger meant to you and how much it hurt when she crossed over. So it's really wonderful that you were able to get that her spirit back into a new body to continue with that journey with your family. That's just amazing. Beautiful story, DC.
Oh, Oh, thank you. And in fact, it is the third time that she's been with us this lifetime, as I stated. So the first time she was with us is when my kids, who are now like in their 30s, they were only little kids. And that's the first time that she connected with our family. So I can't imagine my life without her, you know?
Well, yeah.
But I feel so blessed because now I understand more being, you know, being on this journey and doing the work that we do. I mean, life has such a different perspective, Eileen.
Yeah, yes. And you didn't realize before she'd come back because you weren't actually doing this work at that time.
Right.
She just didn't recognize
Didn't even
it.
Realize
even
it,
happened.
You know, but I...
Even though it happened, you just didn't realize it. And sometimes that happens to all of us. Some things are happening behind the scenes that we just don't know, but they are there, they are present for us, and they are uplifting and meant to move us forward and time shared with people we love and those souls that we love. And they do continue.
Definitely. And I want to make a request to you, Eileen. You have so many like beautiful guided meditations. Can you do one really fast to just bring the energy together with everyone on the call?
Sure. I'll do one that actually takes a little bit long, but I will do a short version of it because it's been a long time since I've done it, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful place. And it's called The Meadow. And this is a gift from me to everyone listening and those that will listen later in the archives. It is something that you can do when you're just feeling out of sorts. I'm going to take you to a place that's going to be created, and it's going to be your meadow. And anytime you need to find a place of relaxation and peace, go to your meadow. So right now what I want you to do is I want you to take three really deep breaths and blow those out. Now I want you to see yourself walking along a beautiful path. At first, this path may actually be in your own neighborhood. And as you walk along, you see the neighbor's houses and you see what's familiar to you. As you continue along, you move on to a beautiful sidewalk in a well-groomed garden area or well-groomed neighborhood. And as you walk through this neighborhood, you find a trail. Take this trail. Go ahead and walk up the trail, and it's still paved in asphalt. But as you continue, the pavement turns to a rock trail or a gravel path. And as you walk along the gravel path and continue on up the hill, you're going to keep walking. And it's not a steep hill. It's just a constant, steady, uplifting rise along a road. And as you move along, the road actually turns to a green, grassy path. Walk along this green, grassy path. And as you do, you find yourself thinking that you'd just like to sit down and relax for a little bit. So as you're walking along, you see a little bit of an opening between the trees. The trees, as you've moved along, the trees have gone from an oak grove into a pine forest. And the trees are very tall and actually very thick. And so when you see this opening in the trees, you're quite amazed and want to look a little further into that. So you step through those trees, and as you do, you found yourself in a beautiful meadow. And this meadow, it has beautiful small little flowers of all variety of colors laying across the meadow. And it looks so relaxing and peaceful. And the sun is shining through this opening in the meadow. And as you look through, you notice that it's surrounded by these beautiful tall trees. It's enclosed, in fact, by these beautiful tall trees. You step out in the middle of the meadow, and the sunshine just drops upon your body like a flowing bath of warmth and love. And you feel rested and relaxed. So you decide to sit down. You sit down and you look around, and you notice around the edges are small little animals that they don't seem to be making notice of you, but they're just happily moving along, being themselves, eating the grasses and enjoying play with one another. The little rabbits are playing with one another, and squirrels are running up and down the trees and just having a good time. It's just such a beautiful place. So you decide to lay down and relax and look up to the sky, and you see this beautiful, rich blue sky. As you're laying there looking at the sky,
you find yourself falling deeper, deeper into a sense of relaxation. Take another deep breath now and drop into that relaxation. Release that breath. Now find yourself in a relaxing state. Look at the sky, look at the meadow around you, and just fall into a deep relax. I'm going to let you slip into that relaxing state for just a few moments by on your own. And I'm going to be quiet here for a minute. And I want you to drop into that heart space of your own and find that peace within your heart and within your mind and in your body and in your soul. Now, as you continue to breathe slowly and steadily in and out, find that deep place of relaxation and hold it as your own. This is your meadow. This is your place. This is your zone of safety. No one else actually can find it while you're there. It's yours. It's yours alone. And you know in your heart and in your spirit, you can come back to this beautiful meadow anytime. Anytime you want to find peace, anytime you want to find relaxation, anytime you need to be alone with your own thoughts. This is your sacred space. It is actually a very sacred space, and it is within your heart. So know that it lives within you, and you can go here at any time. But now, we need to go back down. Now that I've introduced you to your sacred space, you know you can arrive there any time. So at this time, we are going to open our eyes, look around the meadow, and go ahead and stand back up. Go ahead and walk back out the way you came through into the meadow, through the trees, and back onto that beautiful, beautiful, nice little green path. Walk back down the hill, down the green path. It's turning back into the rocks. So go ahead and continue down on the rocks. It's now turned back into the blacktop. Step down onto the blacktop and back out to the opening where the trail had started. You're back out on that sidewalk in that beautiful, well-groomed neighborhood. Walk through that neighborhood and you walk back into your own neighborhood through the street, into your own neighborhood, and back into your own house. Standing in front of your own home, you actually look at it with new vision and new eyes. It seems a brighter place. And the reason is your heart is in a brighter place because you have now reached the sacred space of your heart in which you can arrive and go to anytime you choose. It is your choice. So anytime you need to go there, find a quiet moment, close your eyes, even if it's in your car, close your eyes and walk back along that path. Find your meadow and go back to your sacred space.
Beautiful, Eileen. Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. I hope it didn't take too long because we really do have a lot of calls.
Okay.
And I am
well,
so excited.
Ready.
All right. So I really do want to jump in because we do have many on the call. And we like to get to as many as we can because we know everybody else, you know, everybody is trying to reach their guides, their guardians, and their angels. And the most divine universal spirit and he, she, our God, our divine space, our spiritual space is there to give us our messages. So let's see what messages we have for tonight. And the first caller I'm going to take is from the 857 area code. 857.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh,
hi,
hey,
are you there?
How are you? I'm here. This is Annette. How are you?
Great. And who is this?
This is Annette.
Annette. Hi, Annette. And how are you doing tonight?
I'm well. How are you?
Great. Just fantastic. And do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I do. I have decided to leave my job. I put in close to 2.5 weeks to leave my job. There is someone that I'm very interested in.
You cut out. I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yep, there you are.
How's that?
Thank you.
Okay. I got to learn how to work this thing. Sorry. kind of new at it. I decided to leave the job, but there's someone at the job that I'm very interested in. We like each other, and I just want to know if by me leaving is going to affect my relationship with him.
And he works where you were working?
Yes.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, let's consult the guys and see what they have to say for you. Just a moment.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, Annette. This is DC.
Oh, hey, DC.
Good to connect with
you.
You leaving is not going to interfere with a relationship.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Good.
But you do have to make sure that, that you're ready to really have a relationship, okay? So it all starts with you. You've got to realize that, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And just make sure that, if you want a relationship, you're making space in your heart for this relationship, and you're really taking care of yourself and doing nice things for you. And then, when you get connecting with your joy, you sort of send off this beautiful, beautiful, vibe, and it's just amazing how it's like magnetizing, okay?
Wow.
And I'm getting, I'm getting like within a month, there's going to be like a relationship, okay?
Wow. So you
this is a time that's happy for you in that, and it's a time to really go after what you want. But again, the angels want you to know you have to make sure that you're prepared, and you have to make sure that you're ready, okay? And
well,
I'm seeing that the angels have opened up a beautiful new doorway for you, and they're encouraging you to walk through it, okay?
Yes. Yeah. Well,
stay positive. Have very clear intentions, and then take that beautiful action, and then continue. And the angels are going to be with you every step of the way as you move forward, and you're going to see all these new possibilities before you unfold. Okay.
DC.
And I am getting when you said leaving work. Actually, one phase of your life is ending, and I see a door closing. But there's also a door of opportunity opening as well for you, Annette. Okay? So just, be prepared to walk through that new door as well. And
absolutely.
This is a time to let go of the old hunt and release the past and confidently,
yes,
go forward on your path.
Amen. Because I had to make this decision because I knew that even though we work for the same company, we basically see each other, through passing and everything. And I really like him, and I just feel like this is a new opportunity for me. But
yes,
I need to move out of this work environment, which is in a lot of ways is hindering me, and I don't want it to interfere with my relationship with him.
You're going to have a lot of rewards coming your way, and a lot of them are going to be unexpected. Okay.
Yes.
Please
yes.
do something nice for yourself if you want to have that relationship again. Either a massage, a pedicure, take a nice long bath, indulge in some kind of beautiful treatment that makes you feel good, Annette, okay?
Yes. Now, we're meeting for dinner on Thursday.
And you know what? I have to turn the reading now over to Eileen.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can sit here and talk
okay,
and hog the show.
Yeah, no, that's okay. God bless, Annette.
You too, honey. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Annette. Yeah, we're going to have to do it quick because we want to get to as many people tonight.
I know.
But,
I can imagine.
We're,
Yeah. What I have for you is that that there really has been some challenging information that has come forward for you in regards mm-hmm. to your job and stuff. And
yes.
That the truth is actually was actually delivered to you without any tact. It was just kind of dumped on you. And
yep.
so you definitely have to have a change of plan. That's the first thing I've got is you definitely have to have a change of plan. And but, you know, there's a lot of powerful totems that are going along with this that I'm seeing. I'm seeing both a lion and a bear, which are
Ooh.
Very powerful totems, especially the lion as far as creating and, you know, moving forward and doing what it is you need to do. I also
yes.
see that your wishes are going to come true. So let your concerns really fade away. That love life is going to happen. That's actually going to
okay.
continue to move forward. So don't worry about that. And I know that this job, as you know, leaving this job is actually creating a lot of anxiety and, you know, even maybe even a little bit of sadness because there is some people there that you connect with, you know, that
oh,
you
yes.
really did like. And
yes.
so, but it, what I'm being told to tell you is take the time to heal.
Yes.
There is need,
mm-hmm.
you know, the need to forgive yourself and others in this situation.
Yes.
Take the time to because if you don't, it is going to hold you back from creating greater goodness
Absolutely.
In your future.
Absolutely.
So you must take that time to heal from this situation. But as far
yes.
as the other thing is, you don't mm-hmm. if you heal from that situation,
mm-hmm.
it's going to help the relationship that you're going to, that you're entering. If
Absolutely.
You don't heal
I agree.
From the situation. You're going to end up complaining about people that are there, blah, blah, blah. And it's going to bog down that new relationship. And you don't want to do that
Absolutely.
Because I really actually see that as being really, really a guy that you could really love for the rest of your life. And
oh my
so
God,
don't
yes.
let it hold you back. Don't let it hold you
yes.
back.
No.
Okay.
This is a step in the right direction because it's I knew that if I didn't make that decision and if I didn't get the answer that I truly needed, it would hold me back and it would interfere with my relationship with him, and I wasn't going to have that happen. And it's time for me to grow. It really is for me to stand in and say, you know what? I am an asset. It's time for me to move forward into something that's right for me. And I felt
and
I
you know,
good
right
about
now,
it. A little
it's
anxiety,
great,
yes.
huge time for manifesting is happening
yes.
right now. And it
yes.
is, you know, I'm finding the winds of change are blowing for myself, too. Things are changing
Good.
For me. I was staying fit, and definitely winds are moving things around right now. So I want to thank you,
yes.
Annette, for giving us a call. And
thank
call
you.
Us again soon. Let us know what happened.
All
right.
Thank
Thanks
you
for
both.
Calling.
Many, many blessings to you. God bless.
Bye-bye. All right. My next caller is from the 630 area code. 630, are you with us?
Hi.
Hi, welcome to Angel Antics.
Hi, thank you.
And who am I speaking to?
This is Jenna.
Jenna? Well, thanks for calling, Jenna. When you speak, I hear a little bit of static, so I hope you can hear us clearly.
I can hear you.
And
Sorry, you still
hold on. Oh, great. And do you have a question for us, Jenna?
Yes.
Well,
I was curious,
but as long as you don't speak, it's fine. But so let's give us an opportunity to give you a reading. Do you have a question for us?
Just coming up in my love or career life.
All right. We'll just put it general. For me, it's better. I'll just do a general reading and DC. She can pull up what she gets from that perspective. All righty.
Yes.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hi, Jenna. This is DC. Thank you for calling in tonight.
Thank you.
Okay, what I'm getting in regard to love, the angels are saying, Jenna, let go of that which no longer serves you. Okay?
Yeah.
It could be just letting go of, you know, of an idea that you have about, like, maybe like an ideal relationship. And mm-hmm. the way that you things, you know, think that things should be, okay?
Yeah.
In regard to love, just, you know, just visualize yourself happy, okay? Visualize the happiness. How does it feel when you have that perfect mate with you, okay? When you, you know, when you feel that, and, you know, and you could just, you know, you could write down on paper or say aloud to the angels the good qualities that you want in a, you know, in a person, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and just, you know, have you in the past maybe stayed in a relationship maybe a little bit too long because, you know, the fear of being alone or something? Because I'm getting the, there might have been, like, some kind of actions in the past, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, the angels are saying, Jenna, it's time to take care of you, okay? Make sure that you love yourself first. Tell yourself that, you know, you're a very loving person, you're lovable, and you're worthy of this love that you're seeking, okay? Mm-hmm. And then do something nice for yourself, and you're going to find the love that you've been waiting for. And just ask the angels to come in, and, you know, just don't outline for them, but just let them know what you're looking for, what kind of person, like, you know, what kind of, maybe you could say, like, he has a good sense of humor, you know, he's a wonderful family man, you know, he's someone that's, you know, like, really going to be, like, a very, like, loving person around everyone that you love. So whatever the qualities are, but I have to tell you, love is coming your way. And when this love comes, Jenna, it's going to be a complete, happy, balanced type of love. And this could last you your entire lifetime, honey. Okay?
Yes. Thank you.
Now, what was the other question that you had?
In career.
Okay. Are you looking for a new job?
No, I've been thinking about going back to school.
Going back to school? Okay, because I'm feeling like change. So I didn't know if it was a new job or, okay.
I feel like there's change within my current job.
I just feel like, you know, that's going to be a good thing as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you feel like going back to school, the angels are giving you a thumbs up. I'm getting movement around you. I'm getting, like, a lot of movement. Are you considering, like, moving a location?
In the future, not at this, like, point in time, but in the next few months, yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like that's going to be good as well. I feel like you're going to have a fresh new start. And not only are you going to have a fresh new start, there's going to be so many new people and opportunities and experiences that go with that, okay?
Yeah.
And God and the angels are with you, Jenna. You're not going to do it alone. You have Archangel Michael with you, and he wants you to know, Jenna, you are protected. He's going to be by your side, you know, in an instant. And he's, you know, he'll be there for you. So just ask him to be with you and know that he's going to be with you every step of the way, okay?
Thank you.
The only
much.
Thing that I asked, the angels are saying that you really have to let go of the past. There's something that you're holding on to. Maybe it's like old wounds or something. But whatever you're holding on to is basically preventing you from experiencing the blessings that are coming your way, okay? When I say that, you know, you could wait, you know, till you're off the call. Notice anything that comes up. It could be, like, feelings, you know, whatever that come up, and let it, you know, just let it come out and just bless it for the power to inform you and then let it go, okay?
Okay.
And that's going to help. Yeah, you're going to be in a lighter state, and it's going to easily bring you more peace, okay? And that's what I have for you, Jenna. God bless.
Thank you so much, DC. You too.
Oh, thank you, DC. That was beautiful. All right. Let's see. What I have for you is it really is time for you to take a leap of faith and follow your dreams. So if it is that what you want to go back to school, then right now is an optimum time for that. And this is more of a major step for you. But if you do that and you really follow your dreams, you're going to find there's some unexpected opportunities that are going to really bring you a lot of joy and happiness in this life. So don't hold yourself back. It's like I said to the last caller, right now is a time for manifesting and a time for change. And if you feel anything at all of moving forward to your dreams, you need to jump forward and go ahead and take that. I also feel that there has been things that you actually need to either forgive yourself or forgive somebody else for. And it's caused you a lot of sadness. But you need to take the time to heal from it and forgive those people. Forgive when you forgive others, it's more or less about allowing yourself to move forward. It's not as much as letting it go or giving it up. It is about that it's for yourself. It releases you from the energy of holding on to it. And so it is time for you to release that energy and let it go, because that's going to also allow you to help manifest your dreams. But if you do these things, you're actually, you know, two places I'm seeing unexpected opportunities, and also I'm also hearing exciting new endeavors. But this is going to take some of your own ingenuity to create. And that can be, you know, going back to school and learning more so that you are prepared to do that. And that's what I have for you tonight.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Eileen.
You're welcome. And thanks for calling, Angel Antics. We appreciate you calling. Thanks, Jenna. Bye-bye.
Bye. Night.
All right. Our next caller is from the 330 area code. And 330, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Kiki. Hi, DC.
Hi, Kiki.
Hey.
Hi.
So I am calling in tonight. Well, I would just like a general reading, you know, pretty much. I took your advice last time and did a lot of meditating and cord cutting and things of that nature. So now I would just like a general reading. That would be okay.
You're ready to manifest.
Yes.
Well, let's see what we can come up.
That's really awesome. What I'm getting, the angels are giving you like a wake-up call. And they're saying, Kiki, you're about to discover your life purpose. Your life path is in no way, shape, or form an accident. Every event, every experience, every relationship, even every hardship that you endured did serve a purpose. Because each one of these experiences causes you to grow on a soul's level and evolve into the true, beautiful woman that we know. And your life purpose, it's not just about what kind of work you're going to do. It's all about who you are as a person. It's how you relate to the world, you relate to yourself, and really if you've found like meaning and purpose to your life. So make sure that you're not suppressing your growth or your soul's journey like in any way, because the universe, you know, does come in and give us a wake-up call sooner or later. And despite what you are feeling, you know, or what you're going through, this is going to be a beautiful gift. But only if you stop resisting change and let yourself evolve into a life of purpose and meaning. And I know that your life is filled with purpose and meaning. I've had the opportunity to connect with you, and, I mean, it's going to be beautiful. We have an angel coming in, Camille, and letting you know that, Kiki, all is well. Be at peace. Okay?
Okay.
Walk that beautiful path before you with an open mind, a song in your heart, and thankfulness upon your lips. All is well, Kiki. Be at peace. And that's my message for you, hon.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, BC. That was beautiful. I also have a fantastic, very powerful message for you. Because everything I have is major stuff that I've received here. The first thing I have for you is you've really got to find your own balance. There's really a need for moderation in your life, and really, really, Archangel Ezekiel is telling me that you've got to find some balance. You've been teetering-tottering back and forth. And what it is about is getting, you know, that equilibrium. Nothing ever stays in balance. Just don't get me wrong there. Everything teeter-totters back and forth. It's just finding that good equilibrium for yourself. And as you do that, that's when you arrive at your perfect timing. So right now we are looking for perfect timing for you in that balance of life. So balance things that are going on. Really, you know, between the cooperation and the compromise, between competition and allowing, find an equal balance between those things. I also have Archangel Gabriel coming in that's telling me that it is time for great abundance to be lavished upon you. It is really time for you to nurture yourself and really go for the dreams in which you are creating and in which you desire. It is a huge time for you to create that. Archangel Gabriel is also about communication. So make sure that you are open to communicating clearly, concisely, and on your terms, making sure that your terms are clear. But nurture yourself. Make sure that you've, you know, like I said, self-imbalance. But really give birth to your dreams right now. One of the things that's actually been a little bit hard is that everybody has been coming at you with traditional viewpoints and their methods of how you should do things. And that's just not how it's going to happen for you. You need to step back and you need to find that spirituality within yourself that brings you that greater balance. As you do, what's going to happen is you're going to seek out like-minded friends. Those friends are going to bring that balance to you. As that happens, you are going to nurture yourself. As you nurture yourself, you're going to give birth to your dreams. And what you desire, those things that you desire, are going to manifest for you. And this is actually a very powerful reading that I have for you. These were all major arcana cards that I have for you. And so this is really about you, your life purpose, and the big steps forward. This is not about the small pictures, the small choices of whether you should have chicken or steak. This is really about your life goals and what you've been thinking of lately. And that's the message I have for you tonight.
Thank you so much. Very powerful. Thank you too.
You're welcome. Angel blessings, darling. All right. Thank you for calling us. All right. Call us again. Let us know how things go.
I will.
All right. My next caller now is from,
is from the 646 area code.
Super. Hey, DC. Hey, Eileen. It's Helena in one place. How you doing?
Hello. Hi, Helena. How are you?
Good, good. And I heard in the beginning, Ginger's a walk-in. How cool is that?
Yep.
Way cool.
It is. It's amazing. My goodness.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. Lots of blessings. Yeah. I keep asking you guys about people, and once again I am. A few days ago, there was a radio program that was canceled at my station, and I sent an email to the general manager and a program director just stating their case. It was clear, concise, to the point, not mean or anything. And I'm just wondering if the general manager is upset with me and if any of this jeopardizes my standing and my show.
All right. Well, let's see what we've got.
Thank you.
Okay. The first thing that I'm getting, Helena, I just feel like, you know, there's a little conflict, what I'm feeling, but I'm also getting there's a little bit of sort of like a little bit of deception, and I don't know where it's coming from. So be careful with people that you are working with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I do feel like it's going to lift. So I do feel like it is good for you. And just know that, you know, that you're going to be able to go forward. I see you making like beautiful choices, and you're going to really connect with people that you share a vision with, okay?
Good.
And this is sort of like, this is going to be, like I said, like I saw, like, really like confusion and like, you know, clouds and everything. But it's sort of coming up. The sun is coming out, and it's sort of like the light at the end of the tunnel for you. So just please, like, you know, breathe is what I'm getting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I see you making new plans. There's a lot of movement around you. Now, are you thinking of traveling or relocating?
I want to relocate to New York City. I'm thinking and probably will travel to Florida to visit an aunt of mine for her birthday. That'll be like a 5-day trip. But and I'm constantly moving between boroughs and Jersey and Manhattan.
Okay, I feel that. But what I want to say, like in regard to your, you know, your work and everything,
mm-hmm.
you have so much experience, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And don't second guess yourself. You know exactly what to do, okay? I'm getting all your dreams are going to be fulfilled. You've worked so hard, Helena, and you're going to have a lot of success, okay?
Yay, yeah.
I'm getting the victory sign from the angels. The angels are giving me the victory sign, okay? So all your desires are going to manifest, and any of the perceived obstacles that you've had, all these obstacles are only temporary, okay?
Are you talking even more than just work and career?
Any kind of obstacles that you've had.
Okay. And the
they're all temporary. Please,
cool.
The angels are saying, Helena, don't worry, okay?
Okay.
Because I said it was perceived obstacles. Because
mm-hmm.
everything that you think is like an obstacle is only an illusion. And it's going to disappear, okay? So
okay.
do not, like, don't feed it any worry.
Okay.
Because when we feed it worry, what do? We fuel, you know, we fuel our worries and we give them
mm-hmm.
energy and power, okay?
Yep.
So, like I said, I saw clouds and everything. So just think of it as like a cloud that it's really clearing up and a cloud can never block us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just know that God and all your angels are with you. And, you know, sometimes when we get into that zone where we're stressed and we're worried, we forget that we have, like, you know, the help from heaven.
Yeah.
Okay? So make sure that you ask angels to come in and assist you, Helena, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Angels all
yes.
around you, they're waiting for, like, a thought, a word. They do want to come in and help you.
Cool.
Okay, and your
yep.
life is, you know, your life is becoming more stable. You're going to find sort of like a quieter form of excitement is what the angels are saying. And any kind of drama, you know, or obstacles, they're going to be a thing of the past.
I like that idea.
They're going to be a thing of the past. And just please, like, you know, just resonate with that and know that you're soon going to find that, you know, your life is going to be, you know, a quieter, calmer, you know, existence, which you really resonate with.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'm getting the letter. Let me see. I don't know. I'm getting the letter G around you. So I don't know, you know, if that's a man or a woman, but I'm getting the letter G around you, hon. So just hold on to that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay? And that's what I have for you. God bless, Helena.
Thank you, DC.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, Helena. What I have for you is that right now it's really time for positive change. The wheels are turning. It's time to move things forward and allow things to suddenly move. Things have kind of been at a standstill lately. But just know that it's a real positive time, and it is a very fortunate time for you to allow things to move forward. Now, it's funny because this is actually something, it's a little different, but it's almost the same theme as at least the last two callers, and that is that it's really time to heal. And that may be true, that may be just a clear message for everyone that's on the call tonight, is that there are situations that each of us are in that we need to release and let go of, because as long as we're holding on to them, we are really not going to move forward, just like I see that wheel spinning for you. But if you don't
mm-hmm.
take time to heal and get rid of what's holding you back, you are not going to be able to make that wheel turn. But it is time for you to. So know that as you do that, you know, if it's forgiving yourself or whether it's forgiving others,
mm-hmm.
either way, it empowers you. And as you do that, that's going to allow that wheel to turn. Even though the wheel is already trying to turn, it's being held back by that. So allow yourself to forgive others and yourself so that you can spin forward. Because it is time for great abundance. Things are actually looking really good for you. So really be really positive at this time as far as making long-term plans in what you want, what you desire, and what you want those wheels to turn forward to, where you want to arrive. See yourself visually all that the wheel is spun, it's rolled along the way, and you have stepped out of the carriage and you have arrived. So visualize that, because it really is time for your long-term plans to move forward. And that's what I have for you today.
Well, that's just lovely. Thank you much.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you for calling Angel Antics.
My
All right. Our next caller is from, let me figure this out here. You know me and my button pushing, it takes me a little bit sometimes. All right. Our next caller is from the 740 area code. 740, welcome to Angel Antics.
Good evening, my beautiful angels. This is Sue. How are you?
Great.
Hi,
how
Sue.
Are you doing, Sue?
I've seen better days. I've been working on the advice that you've given me with previous readings, letting go and get rid of the negative and trying to put me first. But I have another issue that I'm going through and want to see if either of you ladies can pick up anything. I was diagnosed the beginning of the month with breast cancer, and I'm having surgery on Wednesday. And the doctor tells me that if you have to have cancer, this is the best kind because it's non-invasive. But, of course, I'm really worried about it.
Of course.
Just want to see if you ladies can pick up anything.
All right. Well, let's see what we have for you.
Hi, so this is DC. I'm getting that it's going to be okay. That's what the angels are saying.
Okay.
You've got to maintain a positive attitude, though.
It's been challenging the last week.
I know. But just try, you know, as much as possible, try to stay positive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I feel like, you know, I feel like more energy, like, is coming into your body. Okay.
Okay.
Make sure that you know, as much as you can, make sure, like, you try to eat healthfully. Okay? I feel like your vitality is even coming back. Okay? So I feel like there's, like, a, you know, like there's an upswing with the health.
Good.
Please just, you know, listen to what the doctor tells you, of course. Okay? And the angels are saying, so there's always steps that you can take, you know, to improve your health. Okay?
Okay.
So you have control, like some control, even like when it comes to cancer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the angels want you to, like they said, you know, remain in a positive state as much as you can.
Okay.
Okay? I'm trying to see what they're giving me. Okay. I'm sort of seeing, you know, like there's like a light around you and like sort of like a difficult, you know, whatever difficulty that you've had is sort of like, you know, letting go. Okay, and I feel like you have loved ones in heaven that are around you, and they're giving you, like, a lot of, you know, support from the other side, hon.
Okay, good.
They're watching over you. I don't know if you felt it, but I do feel it, you know?
Probably my aunt and my husband.
Okay. Yeah, so just, you know, just make sure that you have balance in all areas of your life, hon.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm sort of feeling you've got to get in touch with that inner child, hon. Have you been reminiscing maybe like about childhood experiences or friends? Because I'm getting childhood.
Well, I had a horrible childhood. Horrible.
Okay.
And
so
I'm trying to learn to be more open and childlike, so.
Okay. Well, that's great. So just get in touch with that inner child, okay?
Okay.
You've got to get in touch. And I'm just getting that, you know, don't be resistant to change, okay?
All right.
I feel like there's like a little resistance, like on your part. Okay?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay. And I sort of feel like, you know, there's a lot of people around you, sort of like your soul family, that is trying to connect with you.
Okay.
Okay. So just, you know, invite them in and ask the angels to help you to connect, because I see a lot of people like coming in around you, and I see your light shining really bright, okay?
All right. I will work
and
on that.
You're going to have a lot of people that are going to come in, and they're going to help you, you know, even during your difficult times, Sue.
Okay.
And just remember, even like with, like, you know, with your health and everything, it's a team effort. It's not just you. It's not just the doctors. You guys are all on the same team, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to be, you know, proactive and allow them to help you as well.
Okay.
I'm getting a letter H around you. So I don't know what, you know, who the person is, but if you're not sure, like right now, just write it down and maybe like refer back to it, okay?
Yeah, I'm not sure, so I'll have to think about that one.
Yeah, just write that down, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and just know the angels are, you know, they all are around you. They know that, you know, you're trying to handle a lot. So know that, you know, all you have to do is ask them, and they're more than happy to help you, hon, okay?
Okay, great.
And always pray. Never worry, because prayer opens the door to solutions and worry blocks us, okay?
No, I pray all the time.
God bless you, hon. Yeah. But I do feel like, you know, everything is on the upswing, so God bless. And I'm going to pray for you as well. And Eileen and I are Reiki masters, and, you know, we could send some positive energy and love and healing as well.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. God bless you, hon.
God bless you.
Yes, I agree. And, Sue, I am, like, really busy tonight. I have something after the show to go to. But when I get up tomorrow morning, I will send you, just like when you were on the call about a month ago,
yes.
I will go ahead and send you Reiki. You know, DC will do hers when she has her opportunity. I will be sending to you tomorrow morning, and I will tag you, you're a friend of mine on Facebook, I will tag you and let you know when I have done that for you to be open to receive. All right?
Thank you.
Okay, but for your reading, darling, what I have for you is you really are going to have some news that is going to be actually create a new endeavor for you. And you're also going to have to use, you know, a little bit of creativity to make this manifest and move forward. But be confident that you have the ability to do it, because you are very outgoing. And so just knew that this new endeavor is going to happen. So that things are going to go well. I also have for you Archangel Uriel. And what the first thing that I'm hearing from her is a very happy outcome. Brilliant. New things are coming forward for you. So have the confidence to know that everything really is going to be okay. Just have that confidence. And being positive is going to lead to that success. The other thing that I will have to say that I was hearing when you were talking with DC about your childhood. And one of those things is the message that I had earlier. Remember I said that this may be really a message for every single person on the call tonight?
Yeah.
That it's something that, because the card came up like three times in a row. And so I know that's a message for somebody who wasn't going to get that card, but they needed to hear it. And that is to forgive others and let it go. Forgive yourself and let it go. Forgive that childhood. And let it go. One of the ways of doing that is to send it love and then release it to God. And release it and let it go. It is not serving you. It can sometimes be the cause of illnesses within our body. If you allow yourself to let that go right now and only think, only remember the positive things about your childhood. And I know there had to have been some, because you're a beautiful soul today. I know I read light, and I know you have a beautiful light surrounding you, Sue. So I know that it hasn't held you back for your whole life.
It's
you have become the person
lessons.
You. It what?
It taught me a lot of lessons on what not to be.
Yes, and you've proven that. And so just know that you have already come through the other side of that that harsh reality that was your childhood. So now you just have to forgive it and let it go. If it was, you know, somebody that had been bothering you as a child, just release it to God. I give it to God, and I let him serve all and serve this situation, and I release it, and I come into myself as a pure sign of God's love, and he will protect me from this day forward. And know that you can do that. I also want you to know that there is going to be some new relationships coming forward for you, and you need to carefully weigh your decision in them. It has to do, the relationships are actually intimate, but it's also about healing. And so it is about weighing your decisions there and make sure you bring the choices that are going to bring you good health. And those are the words I'm hearing, is good health. And so this is really a card saying that you are going to come out the other side of this and you are going to have good health.
Great.
And that is actually, that's the message that I have for you. So the two angels that I'd like you to bring with you on Wednesday, I don't know if DC wants to add any more, but for now I really want you to invite Archangel Uriel and Archangel Raphael to come with you on Wednesday. Archangel Raphael is a healing angel. Pardon?
Who was the second angel?
The second angel is Raphael.
Raphael. Okay.
And he is the Archangel of Healing. And he is represented by the color of green, a real vibrant, bright green.
Okay.
And Archangel Uriel is often represented by, say, an orange color or even a brown, an earth, very earthly color. And Uriel actually helps us ground. Ground ourselves to the earth so that we can really give ourselves. It's about rooting yourself. Root yourself 5 miles down and 5 miles out and root yourself to the earth and then send that energy up up to the heavens and root yourself with heaven. And you do that in the center of your heart space. And so Archangel Uriel will help you do that. And Archangel Michael is a representation of healing. Here on Earth, so definitely bring Archangel Raphael with you on Wednesday, and just know that his light will be with you through the procedure that you have to go through on Wednesday. And that's the message I have for you tonight.
Thank you so very much.
So you're this is DC again.
Yes, DC.
So you have Angel Barakiel with you, and Angel Barakiel brings God's blessings to you, hon. Okay.
All right, great.
Yeah. Express gratitude for that. And you have an Ascendant Master, Isis, with you. And she wants you to really make sure that your needs are being met, okay? And just keep healthy boundaries, like, in your life, okay?
I will work on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love and light.
And I'll add to that, Isis is also, if you don't understand her energy, it is very similar to Mother Mary energy. So just know that when you're bringing Isis with you, it's a bit older energy. It's more of an older energy, but it is that beautiful, beautiful Mother Mary energy.
Okay.
So I hope that helps. That might help you bring her with you, all right?
Absolutely.
Anything else, DC?
No, that's it. God bless you. And like I said, we're our love and healing energy as well.
Thank you so much. Yes. You ladies have a wonderful evening.
As well.
You too. And good luck on Wednesday procedure.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right. Our next caller is from the 904 area code. 904, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, who am I speaking to tonight?
This is Christine. How are you, DC and Eileen?
Great. Welcome to Angel Cast. Yeah.
Thank you. That was so great to hear you guys.
Aw, thank you.
So, DC, I love all your posts, by the way. Love your posts on St. Cecilia. She's been giving me messages all week through music.
Oh.
I think I told you music heals for me as far as my soul goes.
Well,
you
know what? Okay, you know what? I just, before you even said your name, we had Saint Cecilia come in because the message for you is to play more music. It's going to help you find the answers and the solutions you're looking for.
And I do consistently. Consistently, it's what makes me feel me. So, yes.
Okay, and we have another angel coming in.
Resonated so much for me.
Yes, the angel's name is Bath, B-A-T-H, Kol, K-O-L.
Okay.
And this angel is saying, be not afraid. Speak, for your voice is music for all to hear. Your voice is music for all who seek the light within themselves. Your voice is a song carried on the winds of change. Your voice is the melody of loving kindness. Your voice is the song of your spirit, your heart. Choose your words carefully. Words once spoken are forever engraved upon the ears of those who listen. Speak for yourself. Speak for others lovingly. Gently, with courage and grace, speak for yourself. Be not afraid this day.
That's
so those
beautiful.
Messages came through just as you were connecting.
That's beautiful. Well, my question for you guys, I've done so much changes in the last 30 days. I've moved. I've gotten my girls out and doing their own thing. I've done better with my job. And actually, I'm just looking forward to a new beginning, which I kept telling you girls in June I was looking forward to. And I feel like I'm getting there. I'm still just trying to get through obstacles. I'm kind of figuring out where my career and my love life is kind of going at this point. So whatever the angels could tell me, I would appreciate.
Awesome, definitely. Okay. Okay, let's see. Okay, have you been focusing on your family and thinking about your childhood? Because I'm seeing that you've been remembering, like, from the good old times, I guess?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So I've tried
to push my girls forward now that they're 21, 19, and get on their own and trying to make them make the right decisions without mistakes that I've made in my life. So, yes, I've been doing that. And they have done that in the last week. So a lot of changes have been going on lately here.
And that's wonderful. And you know what? When we have this, when we have changes, we've got to realize that they happen for a reason, correct?
Correct, correct.
So we're asked not to, like, you know, not to hold on to the changes that, you know, scare us or bring fear. Just, you know, give that part to the angels and just embrace the opportunities that come with these changes as well. Because, you know, if you search, sometimes, you know, you have to search a little bit further than other times, but you're going to see that there's always a silver lining.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm getting Archangel Metatron for you just to believe in yourself. Listen to your heart. And, you know, if you want to have success, you want to have something, do what brings you joy. And when you do what brings you joy, that's when things happen. And I'm getting make a wish because your dreams right now are becoming a reality. Your financial future is looking up. I'm seeing possibly even an unexpected windfall coming your way.
Okay.
So make sure that if it comes for a rainy day, okay, don't spend it all, okay?
No, because my wish is that I can help a person in need that's a very good friend of mine who had a stroke who needs actually help, and that's what I would do with that. So that windfall would go to people that need it. So that would be great if that happened, to be honest
with
you.
Well, I'm getting you are going to have, like, financial success coming your way, okay? And all you have to do is basically make choices from your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And really when we do that when we do that, we connect with the power of love. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm getting, like I said, you know, there's nothing really to be worried about. Okay, I see wonderful new opportunities coming your way. And the angels are saying you are going to be provided for. And so what I'm seeing is, like, the ball is in motion now because I see a rolling ball, and that means the ball is in motion, okay? So make sure you're going to have to make some decisions. Make sure you take some time. Think a little bit carefully, but make those decisions from your heart, okay? And I see unlimited potential coming your way.
Great. Great. Thank you.
I'm getting the letter F around you. F is in Frank.
Okay.
And I feel like this, you know, this person with the F name is going to help you in regard to finances.
Okay. I'll
okay, so please, whatever you do, do not focus on any kind of worries, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Stay in a state of joy and create your reality and do it with confidence and know that the angels are there and they're going to, you know, provide everything you need along the way.
Okay, great.
Okay, and I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, and thank you for calling in.
Okay, thanks, DC.
Thank you, hon.
Ah, that was beautiful. I want to add one other thing for Sue, and that was when you gave her the letter H, I actually got that I believe that's going to be one of the nurses at the hospital. So just go with that, see if it happens. It was just something I got when you was given that letter H for Sue.
Thank you, Eileen.
So, you're welcome. You're welcome. But Christine, for you, what I have is that you really need to spend some time, some quiet time, some time actually meditating and dropping into your heart space and really self-discovering who you are today. We change each and every day. And I don't think you've been taking that time to really connect with yourself, and you're being asked to really connect with yourself. You may even have to use a little bit, you know, find a spiritual teacher or something to even work with. But it is about right now for you, it is time for self-discovery. And as you do that, it's actually going to open your heart up and open your mind to really those that are really around you. And you're going to recognize who's got your back and who doesn't, who you can really trust, and who really has a heartfelt love for you and your kindness. Another thing that you're being asked to do is actually I'm seeing that you're being asked to do some charity work. If you don't do that type of work already, you need to do some kind of charity work, even if it's just a one-time thing, something. You're being called to do that. So find somewhere to volunteer, donate time. You know, it's not, I don't think it's really quite cleaning out your closets and donating your, you know, it might be, you know, working at a ticket table, taking tickets or signing people into something. I'm seeing you like working at a table, helping people sign into some sort of program that they're going into. I don't know if that resonates with you at all. But that's the type of volunteer work that I see for you. Not that it's a continuing thing. It's like an event. Like you're supposed to help with an event that's coming up. And here the next card I have is first word on the next card is events. Events that are occurring at great speed. So take some time to carefully review your options because there's going to be some great solutions. So what I'm hearing is, as you get out and you volunteer for whatever this event is, I'm not sure what it is, but I see you working at a registration table.
My best friend is in a blood drive right now, so we're trying to help get people donate blood, and she's been asking me to come help her on this mission that she's on.
Well, there you go. There you go. That is what you're meant to do.
And that is supposed to be tomorrow.
Okay. Well, while you're there, what's going to happen? See, this is why you're asked to go do that. So as soon as you get off the phone, as soon as we get done with the show, I want you to pick up the phone and say, I'm volunteering tomorrow. I want to work the table. I want to work the check-in table. And as you're working at that check-in table, what's going to happen is you are going to meet up with some people that are going to be very intelligent. They're actually going to be a little bit idealistic. And they are going to give you some creative solutions just by chit-chatting with them.
Okay.
So just be open to just all the ideas that people give you throughout the day as you are enjoying their conversation and thanking them for their great donation of their time and effort and their blood to help save other people's lives. Just know that you are going to be given some creative solutions that are going to move you forward on your own life. And that's what I have for you tonight. And I would love you to give us a jingle back next week and let us know what manifested for you. Because
absolutely.
I believe it's going to be a great day of manifestation.
Okay,
I just have that knowing. All righty?
Okay, thank you, Eileen. Thank you.
Oh, you're so very welcome. Thank you so much for calling Angel Antics.
Thank you, ladies.
Uh-huh. All
God
right.
God bless.
Wow, that was weird because that wasn't what I had down, but that's okay. I'm getting lost in my keyboard, my switchboard here. So bear with me for a moment because I do try to take people somewhat in a resemblance of a kind of an order here. All right. My next caller is going to be from the 763 area code. Hi, 76. Oh, not on yet. Takes me some time. Hi, 763. Welcome to Angel Antics. And who am I speaking to tonight?
This is Marcy. How are you guys?
Good. It was who, Martha?
Marcy, M-A-R-C-I.
Oh, wonderful. Hi, Marcy. Welcome to the show. And you have a question for us.
Oh, you know, I had a question originally, but now sitting and listening to everybody else, I think I formulated a different one, but I'm not sure how to word it. So if I could give you just a couple seconds of backstory, maybe I can get it out the right way.
Sure, you're welcome to do that, of course.
Okay, wonderful. So essentially, my whole life from fourth grade on, I'm 24 years old now, so I mean not that long ago, but long for me. I always had the same dream, what I wanted to do in life. It was extremely cool, very plain. So after I graduated from high school, I did pursue that dream, and it failed absolutely miserably. So I let that sit for a couple of years, and I decided to try it one more time, and it went worse. So needless to say, that dream is dead to me. I'm not willing to go back to it. It doesn't hold the same passion that it used to have, but alongside my career and things like that, it seems like everything in my life that I thought was going to be has turned out completely differently. I didn't want kids for a very long time, and I ended up getting together with somebody who I had known most of my life but never regarded, and we got pregnant immediately, and my daughter, who's sitting in my lap right now, just in case she gets whiny and you guys hear that, I know that she was meant to be with me, and I have absolutely no regrets there. But I guess my question, getting to the point, is that since she's come around and stuff, I can't picture myself going back to work. But even if I did, I have no idea what direction I'm supposed to go in at this point. Absolutely no idea.
All right. Well, let's see what we have for you then.
Okay, Marcy, this is DC, hun. Thank you for calling us.
Yeah, you bet.
The first thing that I want you to know is, you know, please don't worry. You have God and the angels watching over you, as well as your beautiful little one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're so loved by the angels, and you're never alone, and you never will be alone, okay?
Right.
So whatever concerns and worries that you have, please release them to the angels and allow them to carry them to heaven, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a message for you that there's nothing to fear.
Okay.
And you've got to realize, you know, when we get scared, we're afraid, we have worry, it's never been shown to really, you know, to improve anything, okay?
Right.
Just allow God and the angels to come in and help you with this situation because you deserve, you know, their divine help, their support, their protection. Okay, and the angels watch over you guys 24/7. So there's nothing, you know, nothing that's going to harm you, okay?
Right.
And I have the angel of prosperity coming forward, and that is Angel Asmodial, and letting you know that, you know, abundance and prosperity is coming your way. There's no lack, you know, in the spirit realms. And there are no desires, you know, that are unfulfilled. So,
okay.
You know, the angels ask, how then can we, you know, experience lack, doubt, and fear? When we do, it shows that we're not in alignment with our inner selves, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the angels are asking, you know, Marcy, are you willing to change direction and allow prosperity and abundance to manifest in your life?
Okay.
If so, just, you know, love where you are right now, release the past, and open yourself to all that is already yours, okay?
Okay.
And I keep seeing, I keep getting happiness, prosperity, security, abundance. This message just keeps coming over and over, hon.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of joy coming your way, hon.
Okay,
so
wonderful.
Please, you know, let go of the worry, let go of the fear, and let God and the angels come in. Okay? I mean, there is a decision that you have to make. And all you have to do is ask the angels to come in, and they're going to guide you with this decision. And to make this decision, listen to that little voice within. You have to get clear on what you want, and then just take action. Don't look back. Okay?
Right.
And the angels are going to be, like you said, they're going to be with you every step of the way. We have Archangel Ariel coming in. She's going to give you the strength that you need. Okay? And have the self-confidence that you're needing. And she's saying, Marcy, your strength comes from compassion. And you are such a blessing to other people. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just have that beautiful self-confidence. Be a little patient. And know, like I said, Archangel Ariel and the other angels are with you. And I'm getting, you know, like I said, the stuff that you have to make a decision. You have to make a plan. And just do it really slow. There's no need to rush, okay? And you're going to find all the answers coming your way. I'm getting there's going to be, like, this job coming your way, okay? So don't worry. Just you have to trust, okay? So once you allow the angels to come in and help you, you're going to see that you're going to see things from a different perspective. And when you do that, you're going to have renewed action, okay? I'm also seeing a lot of books around you. So when I see a lot of books, there may be a class that you're taking. It could be a course. But there's going to be some kind of interest or passion that you're going to connect with, okay?
Okay.
So basically, you're going to stop procrastinating. The angels are going to help you. And you're going to pursue this new challenge. And you're going to do it courageously because you have Archangel Ariel right by your side. So all you have to do is ask the angels to come in. They're going to help you to get, you know, everything done. You know, you have so much going on around you, and the angels are going to have people come in and help you, okay? Because it's really important that yourself, myself, Eileen, everyone listening, we all have to have a balanced life, Marcy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So right now I'm getting it's time for you to really delegate some of your responsibilities. And when you do so, it's going to reduce your stress, okay?
That makes sense.
Okay. And please, whatever you do, don't try too hard to please others, okay?
Okay.
Because you sort of have like this overdeveloped sense of responsibility, and you've got to make sure that you make time for yourself, son. You know, for you and your daughter, just some beautiful time. But what I'm getting is you need to really cleanse yourself inside and out. I'm getting even around your house that you've sort of collected, and it may be stuff from other people that you've inherited, and its energy is very dense, okay?
Yeah, I'm absolutely empathic. I just suck everybody's energy in.
Yeah, so just take a look at the objects that you have surrounding you and just feel them one by one, and you're going to know which ones to keep and which ones to get rid of, and your loved ones are giving you permission. You know, because you have so much that you're holding on to, and it doesn't serve your greater good, Marcy, okay? And that's what I have for you, hon, and I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, and thank you so much for calling us.
Thank you.
All righty. Marcy, what I have for you is that really I see some successful times ahead for you, but it's going to take some adaptation. And really what you have is the Midas touch coming forward. And it's going to give you opportunities, and they're going to be offered to you. So accept them with confidence and just know that it's meant to be. Also, when you were first asking the question, you know, setting the picture of what you want to do. I don't know what it was that was your dream and that what you tried before, but I do see that you do have actually a calling to work with children. If it's not for a lifetime, it is for at least right now while your daughter is younger. That it's time for you to work with children, and it's going to actually bring you to a place of being very well grounded and knowing that what you're doing is making a difference each and every moment of each and every day. And so I just hear a calling for you to work with children in some way. Mostly I see maybe at a preschool, even if it's possibly a cooperative preschool where you're donating your time and receiving, you know, a little bit less compensation for having to pay for schooling for your own daughter, maybe on a preschool level, maybe not kindergarten, but, you know, just a preschool, a play school for her to learn to interact with others. It's also going to give you the opportunity to interact with other moms that are similar to yourself. And as you do this, you really have the right knack for dealing with the kids. It's going to actually bring you to a place where you have more confidence. Because sometimes I know when things don't work out, at least for me, it is a blow to your self-confidence. And so you've got to build yourself back up. And so finding a new path and recreating yourself is kind of what your walk is meant to be right now. Just watch the choices that you make. Just know that you need to learn from every situation that you've been walking through. And also understand that everyone has motives in every situation, not just you. So realize that others, you need to review everyone's motives before you make your choices. Because if you don't, if you just jump in and make choices, you're going to make an unwise one. And then it's going to bite you on the butt because you're going to jump into it and then you're going to learn from the situation that everyone isn't on the same page with you. They don't have the same motive. They're not in this as you are. Your vision and view of your situation is different. So be careful of other people's motives because they might try to force you into making some unwise choices. And that's the message I have for you tonight. I hope that resonates with you.
It makes sense.
Does it? Oh, good. Sometimes they don't make sense to me, but they're not supposed to. They're your messages. And so let us know how things go. And blessings, angel blessings, you and your daughter. I feel that is really you two, your souls were meant to be together. And it might not have been the right timing or, you know, the timing that you thought it would be for you. But
you
two together are definitely right. Is what?
You have no idea. Well, she was very, very premature, but I'm very happy she's here.
Yeah. Well, she was that soul was meant to be in your life, and so just know that's the goodness there. So just be grateful for that, and your gratitude will bring you so much further forward. Thanks for calling us here at Angel Antics tonight.
Thank you.
We look forward to hearing from you again soon. All right, my next caller here is from the 708 area code.
Hi.
708, welcome to Angel Antics. Hi,
how are you?
Good, who am I speaking to?
This is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy, welcome to Angel Antics. And do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I just wanted to know if you see anything different going on with my twin flame.
All right.
Hi, this is DC. I'm getting really soon. Okay?
Really?
That's
okay.
What I'm he's coming really, really soon.
Okay.
Are you working on you?
I'm working on me, but I've been really sad and missing him a lot the last couple of days. Almost like I wake up and I'm just like really depressed, and I don't know why.
Well, you got to stay in your place of joy, okay?
And that man
really
that I thought was him at the restaurant, he quit the job. He left. He had an argument with the owner, and he quit.
Okay, well, you know what? Just relax. Don't worry about that. Don't hold on to anything. Okay, and I have Angel Muriel coming in, and she's saying, Cindy, you have to take time for yourself. Beloved child of love and light, do you find that there is little time to take care of your needs, your wants, your desires? You know, are you, Cindy, are you someone that's, you know, you're willing to help others, but you don't take time for you? Okay.
I used to be like that, but I'm more and more, I've been taking care of myself more than I used to.
Okay, because this is really a time that you're supposed to nurture yourself.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, last time I talked to you, you said that you got a yes, that this man was him. But now I find
okay.
out that he actually quit the job,
yeah, but
so I'm not sure.
I also said that there was many people coming your way, and there's many soulmates and different
mm-hmm.
things. So don't worry about that, and just, like you said, just get yourself and keep getting yourself prepared.
Okay.
Okay. So
that's what
I'm getting. I'm getting, you know, this is going to be a crucial time for you, that you really have to just, you know, stay in your, you know, your joy there and take care of Cindy, love yourself, because I'm getting like this relationship is, it's very close, okay?
Okay.
And you've got to just, you know, you've got to know that. And if you, you know, if you put up like a wall of fear, you're stopping him from entering your life.
I'm not putting up any, I'm not fearful of anything. I've just been kind of down, and I don't know why.
Okay. You know what? Don't be down, because I also feel like, Cindy, you are receiving some psychic information too. Okay, I don't know if you're resonating with it or if you're even realizing that you're getting it. Okay.
Well, I had a dream about him the other night, but as
okay.
he was in this life, not as the new man.
Okay. Well, the angels are saying, please just have a little bit of patience, Cindy, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, just have that little patience. Are you meditating?
I meditate every night.
Okay. Just, you know what, release the attachment that you have to the outcome. And just, you know what, allow the angels to bring him in and in a way that's going to be a surprise to you, okay? It's sort of like you're going to your own surprise birthday party, and you're going to walk in the door, and you're not going to be able to be surprised, okay?
Okay.
So just let go and, you know, release from that attachment, because when we hold on to, you know, he's not here yet, it's so draining, okay? And, you know, things aren't, you know, like turning out the way you planned, but maybe, you know, that's because there's something bigger and better. Like I said, the way he comes in is going to be bigger and better. So just let the angels come in and really surprise you. And I'm getting, you know, this relationship is going to be a dream come true.
Yeah, that's what I really want.
Yeah.
I've been
waiting
for a long time.
All right, I want to jump in.
Wish upon honey.
Pardon me?
Wish upon
me?
Wish upon that star.
Okay.
Wait, can you hear me?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, honey. Eileen, are you there?
Yep, we're down to 90 seconds, so I'm going to jump in. And that is
okay.
Cindy. I pulled the exact same card that I pulled for you last week. I did not agree with DC last week. I told you he was not the one. I believe he will not arrive for another 4 months. I've asked again tonight, is it 1 month? Is it 2 months? Is it 3 months? All of those I got no. At 4 months, I got a yes. He will arrive in about 4 months. The card that I know, I remember pulling for you last week is the first card that came up this week. And so that's the only one I'm going to tell you about. And that is, you have a desire to move on and search for something new and more meaningful. And I know you think it's this twin flame, but the problem is you meditate on that twin flame showing up.
you are not actually doing the work on yourself. And until you do, he will never arrive. And so I'm going to tell you the exact same thing that I told you last week and the exact same thing I told you about a month ago, is you have got to work on yourself. And that is not working on, when is the twin flame coming? When is he going to show up? Have I met him yet? Blah, blah, blah. That is not what you are meant to do. You need to work on your own personal spiritual growth. And until you actually do that, I'll guarantee you, he is not going to show up. I don't mean to be harsh, but this is the third time I have given you a reading on the exact same thing, and I have gotten the exact same message. And DC actually got the same message, too. I heard her say it last week, and I heard her say it tonight. You must actually work on yourself. And that is not doing meditations on when is my twin flame going to show up. It is doing meditations on what can I do to remind myself.
I just meditate.
What can I do to remind myself to become my best version? When you start becoming your best version, because setting an intention of a twin flame coming is fine. But to constantly work on it, dwell on it, think about it, ask for it, actually puts blocks, because what it does is it tells the universe, I want it to arrive. It doesn't tell it, it has arrived. It keeps it in the future. And as long as your thoughts of him coming in are in that future, it can't happen. All you need to do is really work on yourself. Being out there, picking the flowers, bringing them home, enjoying that bouquet for the day, just for yourself, and be grateful that you got to pick those flowers. And don't even concern yourself any longer. Put that. If you listen to Esther Hicks, she will tell you that you set that intention for what it is you desire for 17 seconds. And that's it. You let it go. The rest of the time, you go about your day. And that's what I'm telling you, that's what I'm hearing that you need to do. And as you do that, then things will align. I also, like I said, asked, will he be here in a month, 2 months, 3 months? And what I received was a message that said 4 months. Last week, I also got that it would be 4 months. So in that fourth month is when I feel that twin flame will arrive. And that's the message I have for you tonight.
Okay. Thank you both very much.
And Cindy, I just want to add to that. Oh, I'm going to deliver the same message but in a little softer of a way. The angels feel that you're losing faith in your ability to find, attract, and really, you know, grasp the new love that you're looking for. And they're saying, Cindy, dear one, this attitude must be stopped now, in order for you to have this beautiful, committed relationship you're looking for, okay? It's time for you to be brave, Cindy, okay? And just know that it is coming. And just, again, like, work on you, okay?
Okay, I've been doing that. I have been spending more time on myself.
Right. But you know what? You're sort of, I don't know if you might not even be realizing it, is that, sort of, maybe even if you don't realize it, you're losing faith, hon. Because, you know, like, even the way you expressed it at the beginning when we started conversing with you,
yeah.
And the angels are saying, you're going to have this love, but you've got to believe in it. And you've got to stop, you know, stop the worry and just love yourself. And just, you know, do whatever brings you joy, because he is going to come. But you've got to just work on Cindy. Because
okay.
If he comes, Cindy, and you're not ready, it's not going to last, okay?
All right,
so
thank you so much.
Work on yourself, honey.
All
and the
right.
Angels are they're sorry for being
be
frank, but they want to be honest with you, okay?
Oh.
And we
okay.
don't need to be rough. We just know that sometimes if we try too hard to manifest something, we actually end up pushing it away. And so what I want you to do is just give up thinking about give up thinking about this twin flame at all and start living life today. You're missing out today because you're waiting for something better to arrive instead of actually really enjoying what you've got right now. Live for the moment. Live just for today, okay? And see
okay.
if, and when you do that, I promise you, I do believe he is coming. But live for, you're not living for today. You're waiting for something. And as long as you're waiting, all you're going to do is be waiting. And it's never going to show up because you're not enjoying the day. You're not taking the gift of life for today. You're waiting for something better. And what it does is it pushes it away, and it doesn't allow it to arrive. I know it sounds harsh, and, you know, I'm Captain Obvious. I don't mean to be tough I raised my kids really with that tough love. I was a real, real hard mom, but you know what? They appreciate it now. It was a little, you know, hard. I was maybe a little hard on them growing up, but they turned out to be really great kids. And one of those things is you've got to live for today. Don't wait for expectations or desires. Live for today because know that today is the greatest day you have had yet. Tomorrow might be better, but today is the greatest day you have had, and live it as if it is the greatest day you will ever have. All righty?
All right. Thank you very much.
Cindy, okay. The angels are saying be patient, hon, and then be just a little bit more patient, okay?
Okay. Thank you, GC. Love you.
Love you too, honey.
All right.
God bless.
Thanks for calling, Cindy. Don't mean to be tough on you. Sometimes it's what, you know, sometimes that's the way the messages come.
I needed
all
a
right.
kick in the
love butt. You. Well, I'm glad you understand. Thank you so much. Because I don't mean to be hard. Sometimes it's just the angels just kind of push me like, tell her this. You talk to these. So that's just, sorry. I love
that's
you.
Okay, bye.
All right, and I want to thank everyone for being on our show tonight, and I'm sorry that we didn't get to more callers. We really push. I still see I have a lot of callers left. Please call in next week and try to get through. I'm so thrilled that you guys were here tonight, and I want to tell you all, I love you. I love you, DC.
Oh, I love you too, Eileen. And we send
all
love
right.
and light to everyone. Good night.
Yes, angel bless. We'll see you all next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.